Okay. Where are we at with the Oklahoma wheat crop?
Well, with the wheat crop this year, we're severely behind. You know, this time last year, we were nearly most of the way done. We were about three quarters of the way done. At least the initial report this week is that we're about 16 to 18% harvested, which is quite a bit down from what we normally are this time of the year. So we are behind. A lot of wheat's ready. It's just, you know, the rains have been keeping the combines out of the field. So we're ready to go. We're ready to roll, but we just can't get in a lot of fields.
How much rain has the state of Oklahoma seen overall? I mean, you know, it varies by region, but, you know, where are we at on that?
Most of what we've seen, if you go look at Mesonet, you can see that from about January, most of the state has received their annual rainfall in between January and June. So in about five total months, maybe five and a half, we've gotten anywhere from, you know, 20 to 30 inches of rain during that time. A lot of that did fall early, but a tremendous amount has fallen later. And it's not necessarily the totals that's really hurting us. It's the every 3 to 4 day cycles to where it gets just to be about enough dry to where some growers can start to go out there and start to harvest. And we get a rain shower event, which takes us out of the field for another couple days. So the big rain showers hurt us. The continual 2 to 3 day cycles really just put a damper on actually getting something done and getting big fields out.
How did the wheat crop look, say, at the end of April before it did start raining?
This was a great looking wheat crop. Excellent, a really good looking crop. And it still does. A lot of the wheat that's still ready to be harvested looks really good. We have had quite a bit of lodging. We have had some go down to where they've had to either abandon them or they've had to hay them off. But what's there, what's still standing still looks really good. Yield potential is really high, especially if it's just all standing. If you've missed some of the big stuff, still looking like a really good wheat crop. Just got to get it out of the field.
What are we hearing as far as wheat quality?
The quality itself is fairly good. Proteins are relatively high, either normal or maybe slightly higher than normal. We're hearing a little bit about the test weights being down. So we're getting a lot of reports of really some sunken and some shriveled seed where the wheat stood in water during that last little bit of filling. Maybe it just didn't get all those days in that it needed to because of the cooler, cloudy weather. So we're seeing lower test weights. The protein seems okay. The yields seem pretty good to excellent, if you will, compared to what is normal for the area.
And then overall, how are things looking in the canola?
The canola is looking pretty good. It can often take a lot of these beatings that we had this really mid to early spring. It can really take those on the chin and really keep going. Still look really good. I do believe we've lost a lot of yield during that last filling cycle when it got cool and it got cloudy and then it turned hot really quickly. Especially with that broadleaves kind of staining in water. Once again, we always talk about the broadleaves don't like wet feet. It really doesn't. And so I think we've lost a lot of our yield. We have a lot more biomass than our yields are pulling off. I think so. We've lost some yield, but still yields are pretty good. The oils that we've been able to pull off or that we've heard around the state are decent to a little better than average. So they're okay. The canola is doing okay. I think the wheat is kind of doing in a little bit better spot, especially that's still standing than our canola crop is. But I think both are still very good crops.
Switching gears a little bit here, it's been a rough year for corn planting across the country, especially north and east of here in Oklahoma. How does the Oklahoma corn and even sorghum crops look right now?
The funny thing is the Oklahoma corn almost has two crops. They have a real early crop. We've driven around and seen quite a bit of corn at or near tasseling. Maybe we've even seen a couple surpass tasseling. That's some of that maybe missed one or two showers in there. We were able to get a crop in. It looks fairly good. It's been through a lot. It's got a lot of stories to tell you, if you will. It's it's been through quite a bit of difficulties coming in. The good thing is now it's going into pollination, and we're really cool, which corn really likes to pollinate in these really cool evenings, and we have near perfect pollination setting up. The second crop is just now getting going, you know, anywhere from 4 to 8 leaves. So we have a lot of time before tasseling. It could be outstanding. If we stay cool, that corn could be great. If here in about 2 to 3 weeks, if we're up in the 100 degrees and it's hot and it's dry, it won't do as well. So we know that the early planted stuff, probably the yield potential is there. It's had plenty of moisture. As long as growers keep a heavy hand on making sure they have fertility out there, making sure everything's out there, I think it's got really nice potential. That second crop still has really good potential right now, actually has excellent potential, but we have a long way to go. And July in Oklahoma is always that hairpin trigger on whether a summer crop's gonna be good or not. So if we have a really pleasant July, that corn crop will be great. If we have a really hot, dry, and things really turn around from what we've seen the last 4 months, that corn crop could be a little weaker than the early planted stuff. Sorghum has the same thing. We have some that was planted really early, tried to beat the moisture, got planted a little cooler. That looks outstanding. We have some that's almost in the boot, so we have some that's about to come out and start flowering. Similar to corn, really likes these conditions to pollinate, looks pretty good. The biggest thing on that has been just our weeds. We have a tremendous amount of weeds. As most of our growers know, we have no in-season options, especially for grasses on sorghum. That pre-emergent herbicide is long gone by now with that. So that's our biggest issue with that. The later planted stuff looks really good. Stands look really good. Everything looks really good. And it's got a lot longer for pollination. We're maybe stretching more into that late July, August for that. And so we typically that will have a little bit better pollination conditions because the moisture is a little more typical. Maybe the nighttime temperatures go down as opposed to that mid-July, kind of those 2 or 3 weeks in mid-July that things can be kind of risky. So everything's looking good on far as the corn and the Milo perspective, barring we don't know what July is going to bring us. And that's always a big question.
Very good. I think that'll do it.
Can you get some shots of the wheat here?